Blog Talk Radio.
And in my address.
Even when I don't feel you working, you never stop, you never stop working, you never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel that you're working,
that seem so far away and seem so big, and now they've come and they're here today. No longer wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my spirit I'm making the way, and by my spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God, that is who He is. As Lord Jesus, when His disciples asked Him, when the young rich ruler walked away from the Lord, and they said, Lord, then this guy being so good and been helping everybody and he's been keeping all the law and all the traditions and everything, And they asked him, well, then who can be saved? And the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, said, what is impossible? What is impossible for man is possible for God. So our God is the God of possible and the God of salvation and the God of life and the God of healing and deliverance, the God who answers our prayers because he listens to our prayers because he loves us. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, Sis Walk in Truth. Bless you, sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour tonight. Welcome to each one of you, too, Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, Sis Jeanette, everybody by phone, Skype, Facebook, whichever way God makes the way you come and join us. To understand who the Son of God is and Jesus Christ and how powerful his name is. And that we'll understand who he is personally, and we'll understand who he is totally in a couple of scriptures about the first song and make some proclamation and understand that everything that we're going through or facing, the Lord is with us. We learned that more. I tell you what, this month of March has been something else for us. I mean, counting our family and friends and children and great-grandchildren and all. And seeing everything as these things are happening all over the world and all here over the U.S. And you can give thanks to and credit to the ones up there in Washington that keep coming against Israel. Not a smart thing to do. God doesn't like that at all. We pray that they would turn and support Israel and not lie and deceive them or come against them or put up things that is against them in the UN, but we know it's going to happen, for the Word of God says so. And understand, you can pretty well see probably what's going to bring this nation down. It's turning against the Lord God and turning against his people and trying to divide God's land? Not a good thing to do. Anyway, praise God, we've seen it all. We've seen God intervene, and we've seen fire. Raging fires. And by God's mercy, far as I know, with all that went on for 2 or 3 days, only one person lost their life, and that was that deputy out there that Sis Brenda's daughter knows and worked with, who went out to find the older lady and make sure she was out. And she gave her life to help others. And it was amazing. At the funeral, there was over 1,500 people. I pray that someone there was sharing the truth of the gospel more than anything. Yes, we honor this lady. We thank her. As Jesus said, there's no greater thing that somebody can do is give their life for a friend or anyone. We pray that it wakes up people and understand you come to know what's important in your life. Is it things or is it your eternal soul? And understanding of coming into a place that you're grateful for your life. But the Lord even showed mercy toward many people that were people were praying for them, and God intervened. And at Sis Brenda's daughter's house, we had to go pick her up because she had a medical procedure. I'll be sharing in the message about that, how God protected us there. Well, sisters, we've seen everything. We saw fire, and we saw the results of what fire, grass fire or raging fire can do. Then we went to, we was taking April to Dallas. He had the medical procedure and everything went fine. We just asked for prayer for healing and her pain. And she's doing better. She's doing better today. But at the start of the week, we had tremendous storms here in Texas. And there was where we were staying near the hospital, there was a tornado warning. I fell asleep and woke up, and there was a tornado warning on my phone that said, there's a tornado in your area where you are. And I go, what? and I look outside and I prayed, and praise God, brothers and sisters, it was further away from us. It was a little bit, not too far away, but I don't think it was a major tornado, but it did, it was causing power flashes, so it was doing something, but not right on top of us, thank God. But the sky was boiling and black, but I knew that the Lord was going to watch over us, and he did. And at the same time, there was weather down here by where we live when we was gone. in the Lord and did not come to this area. It formed further north, south than us. So the Lord does know our lives, and he is part of it. And what we need to get a hold of and know is that he is the one who's able. He is the one who to believe and trust in. Believe and trust in him and not man. So many people have been trusting and believing in man and following man, and they'll fail you, and they'll make mistakes. They could even lie and deceive or try to fleece you or rob you, anything, especially if they are still trolled by the fallen one. And what's his goal for you? To steal, kill, and destroy you. Understand, you have an enemy that has no mercy and no grace. Only thing he cares about is that he's condemned and he wants you to join him, and that that's at a place where they cannot be redeemed. But you can. God has made a way. And he don't want you there. He wants you to understand who he is. Who he is for you personally. And even as we see everything going on, remember, God is in control. And to know this, as they talk about possibly nuclear weapons and war and everything, it's in God's hands. They can't do anything unless God allows it. The other part of it is you got to know who's involved in the end times, and these things are going to come to pass by God's word. But for sure, as we know, either by destruction or sin within or the rapture, I truly believe, more of anything, is what's going to bring down mainly this side of the world. The funny thing is, brothers and sisters, that if you put everything of the people of this side of the world, it's about a third. And it's talked about that in the book of Revelation, the first seals, the first six seals, is about a third of the population is either killed, or it could be that they're gone. So that's very interesting, because the new world is not spoken about in the prophets. Very little. Very little. More about the old world. So God will do something there for sure. And I believe it's going to be taking us home for sure. That's for sure. I know as we're children of God, he's going to take us home. That's his word and that's his promise. And that we thank God for that. But anyway, like I said, it's been very it's been very trying and tough. And the Lord has been amazing. And that I just want you to know who he really is. He's the God of possible. And that means he's God of possible over anything that's physical or anything that's spiritual or the enemy or anything of government or religion or whatever. God is greater. And of anything, you know, our life is in his hand. And he has a will and purpose for us. Is it for us to be here for the time that we see him in the clouds? I truly believe that many of us will be, for sure. But if not, our life is still in his hand. It's that absent from the bodies in the presence of the Lord. So for us as a believer, it's win-win. We just have to believe and trust him, and that he's going to be with us personally, and that he is king of all kings or leaders of this world. Even the spiritual one, he has all power and authority. He is taking the keys of death and hell away from the enemy. It's all in God's hands. That's why we need to trust and believe in Jesus. And he's conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. He has conquered the problem of sin. And he's conquered it for each of us personally who believe and trust him, because he's the only one who can. Religion ain't going to do it. Works and traditions ain't going to do it. Us trying to stay perfect in this corruptible flesh? How silly is that? Only Christ makes us who we are. Understand that. We humble ourselves and trust and believe in him and do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do as he leads us in the time we're living. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know and recognize and understand that I am God." And there's a good point. Clearly, by the word of God, know who he is and know who we are. The biggest thing about everything, of everybody in their life, know your place. and quit trying to be in the other place. Know your place. Know that he is God, and thank God he's a God who loves us. That's for sure. Because, Lord have mercy, what kind of mess would we be in? As spiritual beings? Again, I mean, we up against any kind of spirit, how much power they have? But God is greater. God has all power. But his very nature is mercy, grace, and love. But with that grace, mercy, and love is his righteousness and truth and justice too. Yes, we all have free will. But we better know our place where our Creator and our God and Savior wants us. Because he knows what's best. And he don't want you with the other one. He wants you with him. Amen. I will be exalted among the nations. Yes. Yes, there is a place that everybody's going to bow their knee. And every tongue's going to confess. It's going to happen. Oh, they're saying, oh, I'm saying it. No, there ain't going to be no way. Oh, yes, there is. There is a time coming. Look in Philippians 2. Look in Revelation 5. God's word will come to pass. I will be exalted in the all in the earth. Yes, he will. Hallelujah, as he is with the church now, but in the millennium. He'll be the one who reigns with a rod of iron. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you for that scripture, sis. It really fits. Hallelujah. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and get this time together started, the service, the time that we can be still and focus on him to re-energize us, refresh us as we come to the end of the week and get ready for another one. And hallelujah, whatever we face, God's with us. I'm telling you, brother and sister, we've had sonic boom, sound like bombs shaking the old house and everything. We found out it's supposedly jets. I don't ever see any of them, but supposedly jets. We've had fires, not right near us, but, you know, very dry out here, but many, many area. And we've had storms and tornadoes. The Lord's been with us through it all. And then, you know, personally, we've had friends and brothers, sisters in car crashes that could have been more serious, and God intervened in those. And the Lord, you know, he's part of our lives. And it's best to be with the Lord because God brings blessing and favor. The other one, he brings cursing and calamity. That's for sure. So praise God. You don't want to have that kind of nature because that's what you face. And I was telling Sister Brenda, you're in a very dangerous place who you're not a born-again believer because you've got enemies out to destroy you or his minions in whichever way they're trying. We know they're different ways for sure, especially one they just bring and say, oh, you've got to have this one way or another, you know, and what else is coming down the road, we know. So anyway, yes. Yes, we have free will. Yes, we're in the time of grace. But it all is happening because God has made it this way and has made it and allowed it so that you can come back to him and be free from the evil one and from his power, which is sin. And then you'll receive salvation, forgiveness in Christ, and by his shed blood, your sins washed away. Hallelujah. And that you become like Christ in his righteousness, redeemed and reconciled. And then you don't face God's judgment because judgment will be required for the sin that has not been redeemed by Jesus. And then praise God, he took care of the consequences of sin. Death, hell, and the grave when he rose again 3 days later by the power and the life of God, greater than anything of the enemy, greater than anything of the nature of sin. And understand, remember what the Lord God told Adam and Eve. You are disobedient. If you eat of this tree of good and evil, you shall surely die. And that wasn't just physical. That was spiritual. So when they did, Christ had to take care of that. That's why the eternal one had to be the sacrifice. None of us could do it. because we were all in a place of life, I mean, of lost and dead. Only him was able to overcome what would be the consequences of our sin forever. Praise God. Get a hold of that. Everybody talks about just the physical grave and all that. No, no, no. Oh, he overcame the spiritual death. Glory to his name. And that's what has to happen in your life to have the kind of life that God wants you to have, is eternal life. Psalm 145, 18 through 20. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, without guilt. Amen to that. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear and worship him with all inspired reverence and obedience. He also will hear their cry and will save them. That's the truth of God's word. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked will he'll destroy. It's very clear. Very clear. Which will you choose? God's way in life or your own way in Satan's way in death forever? That needs to be very clear to people to understand. But the Lord is so good, so much mercy, so much grace, that I know that everyone will have a clear clear choice and a time to be able to cry out to God before their last breath. Doesn't matter what kind of life or whatever they're going through. That's the kind of God he is. I really believe that. Amen. All right, let's get to start this service tonight. I thought it was, but the Lord showed more. Thank you, sis, for the scripture that God's showing you as we share this. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. Lord God, we just praise and honor you, and we come humbly before you, knowing that we need you. And we're very grateful that you are in our lives and hearts. Lord, we thank you that you brought us from death to life, from darkness to life, and that we would let this light so shine in such a dark and evil, wicked world. Oh, yeah, there's sunshine, but in the spiritual realm, there is darkness. Let our light so shine, Lord, and let us share the truth of your word. Let us be vessels of honor to share your message of hope, your message of life in peace, past all understanding, the peace that you give and not of man. Father, we just thank you and praise you that we can come together in the name above all names, yours, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. We pray now and thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We pray for protection, Lord, by the authority of your name and by the power of your blood over the Lord's hour tonight and over the computers and phones and technology. We pray to watch over everyone in their homes and the places they're at as they study and as they come to hear your word, Lord, and that the Holy Spirit will move and touch lives as the word is spoken, that you will move greatly in each of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for being with us and the testimonies we have of how you have delivered us and delivered our family and our children, Lord. We're very grateful. We praise and honor you for your healing power. We praise you for your deliverance, Lord. We thank you for everything of who you are and that you keep pouring out your love through the mighty Holy Spirit. How much we need you, Holy Spirit. How much, hallelujah. We need you forever, as the Lord Jesus said. We're grateful that you have come and you have brought us to life, hallelujah. That you have given us the nature and character of God, praise God. And that we can say no to sin and temptation and say we trust Jesus. We believe in him and who he is and the character he has in our life. And Lord, at the same time, if we do fall in temptation and sin, you have cleansed us with your blood, and that we confess and you will cleanse us. And Lord, we're very grateful that your blood continually cleanses us until we have a resurrected and glorified body like you, Lord. We're very grateful that you are the advocate between us and the Father, and that we're able to approach the Father because of you, Lord Jesus. And we're very grateful for this night. We praise and honor you and give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scriptures for this song is two. One's for the personally in Jesus' name, and the other one is about who he is now as he sits at the right hand of the Father, our glorious Savior and King. 1 Corinthians 6, 10 through 12 says, understand who Jesus is for you personally. These are words talking about somebody's life, almost pretty well the results of their life. 1 Corinthians 6:10-12, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, whose words are used as weapons to abuse, insult, humiliate, intimidate, or slander. How much of that's happening in all the medias now, where people think they can do whatever they want when they're not in person with somebody? And sometimes they're even doing it like that. Nor swindlers will inherit or have any share of the kingdom of God. That means people that are sinful, that have not been redeemed, they're saved. And their sin washed away by the blood of Jesus. And such were some of you before you, what? Believed in Jesus, the Son of the living God. Believe in him as Savior and Messiah to our Jewish friends. But you, brothers and sisters, but you were washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. Atoning means taking care of the wrong and making them right. Hallelujah. Take care of them and find you not guilty. That's how mercy and grace God has for you. You were sanctified. You were sanctified? Set apart for God. And made holy. How? By the mighty Holy Spirit coming into you by your faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit shows up. The very presence of God makes you holy. Because God can't dwell in things that are not holy. You were justified. Hallelujah. What's that? Declared free of guilt. Don't let anybody bring any condemnation on you. Who are they to judge? There's only one rightful judge, truthfully, hallelujah, and that's Jesus, declared free of the guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit of our God, the source of believers' new life. There is no life without Jesus Christ and being born again by the Spirit of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit. And what else does he do? Change behavior. Somewhere there your life should be changed. You should not be the same anymore or worldly. Now that's between you and God for sure, but there should be a place where you're growing and maturing. And you will when you're studying God's word, when you're praying, and the Holy Spirit sees that you want to change, oh, he'll show up. Now some of that might hurt some, I can guarantee you that. And it might be tough, but you don't face it alone. You have a Savior who loves you. You have a Holy Spirit who's come here to teach us and guide us. And he's with us. Hallelujah. Amen? Well, that's who Jesus Christ, in his name we are personally. Now we move to Revelation. Hallelujah. Praise his name forever. And I can find it again. It went off. I had it sitting here. Where'd it go, Lord? Oh, here it is. Thank you, Lord. Revelations 1, 5 through 5 and 6. Revelations 1, 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, and that he was the firstborn of the dead. Well, the firstborn, that means there's more to come. And what is he? The rulers of the kings of the earth. You think things are out of control? You think things are in chaos and perplexity? The word of God said they would be. But understand, our Savior and King is in total control. A lot of these things must come to pass. To him who always loves us. To him who always loves us. And who has what? For all. Understand, it's what Christ has done. And our part is to believe and welcome and accept what he has done, what the Father has done through his Son. And what did it do? Once for all, freed us. Oh, hallelujah. You've been set free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Or washed us from our sin by his own blood, the blood of Jesus. As man and God is so powerful that all the sin of the world, that every one of his created children from past, present, and future has washed away, because he is a God of possible. Hallelujah. His own blood, his sacrificial death, so that we can live. Thank you, Jesus. And what has he done? Because if this was not true, this next part wouldn't be part of it. But look what's happened when God has done what he's done. And formed us into a kingdom as his subject, priest, to his God and Father. To him be glory and power and majesty and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Know who Christ is in your life. Oh, you're not the same anymore. Look what Christ has done. Hallelujah. Understand, he has all power and authority in his name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise his name forever. Glorious one, we praise and honor you, and we get a hold in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. There it goes. Wonder for a minute. Amen.
In your sorrow, ask my God to move. I speak the name, cause all that they can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray there for you. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. Amen. I pray that the fear inside would you receive the name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I speak the name of all authority. Yes, Lord. He blesses every promise. He is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. Hallelujah. He's greater. He is stronger. He's a God of possible. I pray for your healing. Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come believe it, come receive it, for the power of his Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it, come receive it, in the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change.
I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray for that breakthrough, what happened today. I pray for over your life tonight in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Name above all names. Glorious one and holy and true. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glorious and mighty. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. We speak your name, Lord Jesus. Touch your people, O Lord, as we speak forth your word, that signs and wonders and miracles will follow, because that is who you are. It is by your words and promises. We're very grateful, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, and that we worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. For you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, that you have all power and dominion and glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, for you are worthy, Lord. You are so worthy, Lord. We worship and honor you. We praise you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our hearts and our prayers and cries, O Lord. We worship and honor you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word and that it will change us. And we're very grateful of your presence. That, Lord, did you live within us? That you have made us, you made us kings and priests. That you have made us holy. Hallelujah, Lord, that we have the character of God, that the very nature of God and the power of God. Humbly, we're grateful, Lord, that you would move through us and touch lives, Lord. That you would change our lives and others around us, Lord. We honor and praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the times that we live, that you are with us, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the highest, O glorious one, our soon coming King, our glorious Savior, hallelujah. Praise your name for your words and your promises, Lord, that they are perfect, Lord. And you keep them all, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name above all names, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship and honor you. We praise you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. In your presence, Lord, we bow before you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do not be afraid, my sons, my daughters. I am with you. I have always loved you. I pour out my spirit upon you. Receive what I have given you. I give you peace. I give you joy. I give you strength. I give everything that you need. As my word says, my God supplies all your needs through me. I am there with you in all that you're going through and facing, that you will stand strong and you will be a light through it all, that you can show others there is something that can help them be able to live. And live in all that is going on and all they're facing through the trials and tests that are coming upon this world. Know that they need me. I am the only one that can give hope. I am the only one that can give life. I showed my love. I showed my love at the cross as I died and poured out my blood so that all the sins of my created children, all the sons and daughters that me and my Father have created can be forgiven and can be washed away. I pray that many do. I pray that many do in the times that we live or soon. I'm coming for all of you. It is my word and my promise. Believe in me that this will happen before judgment will come upon a world that would reject their God and their Savior. Oh, that I see and that I get upset and angry even by all that you see that's happening. And as the nations roar, I laugh and know that I am the God that is able and that I will intervene. And they will know that I am God. They will know that I am God. Be at peace, my children. I soon to come to take you home. Do not be afraid, for the Lord thy God is with you in spirit and truth, and mighty in his love and his mercy and grace. Rejoice and hear my word as it is spoken tonight, and grow and mature and be prepared for such a time as you live, for I have raised you up for this time. Believe and trust me. I am with you always. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I loved you so much that I made a way that you could be redeemed, saved, become a new creation. Become like me. Become like your God and creator, who you really are, in the image of God, through your faith in me and born by the Spirit that brings you to life from death and from the darkness into my marvelous light. And so shine, my children, so shine. Let me shine through you as I refresh you and strengthen you and give you boldness. For time is short, and I will come forth in the clouds of glory, that you will hear me because you know my voice, and you will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and you'll be raised up into my presence and rejoice and be with me forever, to be with my Father in the presence of the holy angels as we all rejoice and celebrate like no other celebration you've ever been a part of. Hallelujah, he'll be eternal, and glory to God in the highest. For he is worthy, and my Father has made all this possible. For he is a God of possible. Understand that and know that, my children. Glory to his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Rejoice. For I am the great I am. Amen forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. As the Lord comes, hallelujah, he comes in our presence and he shares. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord as we continue tonight and hear what the Lord is saying, how important it is about this message of being led and guided by the Holy Spirit. As we as new believers, this is the way we're to live. The life we have and the very nature and character and behavior come from the Holy Spirit and by the presence and the character of Almighty God. Oh, praise God. The Lord is coming soon. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, sis, you want to continue this worship in the praise and the presence of the Lord, that he is with us if we're able to move on. But he's called us to, but his presence is very strong. I pray you're being refreshed, as he says, and that you're being renewed, and boldness is coming for you as you stand, and let our light so shine, as Jesus has said. Praise his name forever. Praise his name forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence and your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord. Encouraging word, Lord, in the times we live and all that we're going through, we're not alone. You're with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, sis.
Amen. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Thanks, Lord, for your words.
Amen.
Encouragement, exciting words.
His presence.
Glory.
The name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to you.
Amen. All right, sis, I'll let you continue. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, a hymn of love
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will worship.
the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe it's you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I say, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I say, oh,
we wait for you.
the bright way for a girl. We'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing like a bride waiting for a groom. We'll be a church, we'll be ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, He will soon come, Lord Jesus, come. He will soon come, Lord Jesus, come. He will soon come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, sis. In that time when the Lord was speaking, at the start in the spirit, I could see the Lord when he was saying, do not be afraid. He was laying his hand upon each of us. And he wanted to know that he's with us, especially in the time that he's raised us up.
Amen.
We've been born for such a time as this. And the other thing, in the natural, when I was doing that revelation, all the ice in my drink disappeared. I mean, it just melted. It just disappeared. You know, I mean, it's not,
glory.
You know, the drink is cold. It is because of the power and the presence of God. It is, whoop. I had to go refresh the ice in my glass because it was all gone. But that's just the presence of the Lord, and that he's touched us tonight. He does regularly,
yeah,
but there's sometimes special times.
Amen. His word says it. To believe
Amen.
In his word. That's
Amen.
His promises. We depend on it. We lean on
yeah.
it. We cling to yeah. His word.
That he is with us. He is near. He's the anchor of our soul. Hallelujah. All right.
Amen.
Sis,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sis, for sharing those beautiful songs. And through it all, I mean, perfect song there for right after the Lord said, I'm with you through everything you're going to face. I'm with you through
Amen.
It all.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
all right. Bless you,
thank
sis.
You.
We'll get with you toward the end of the service.
Okay, bless you, Father. Our brother.
All right.
I mean.
Amen.
Okay, all right.
Amen. Praise God. We'll let Sis Jeanette get back in here. Thank God. I'm afraid that if Sis Walk and Truth want to be part of this, that God makes a way for her to get back in here. Hallelujah, and all others. But we'll give her a chance to get back into the chat room. So praise God, in the days we live, how important it is, as we read in the Word of God about what the Holy Spirit does. He brings life in the very nature and character and behavior of God. He's the only one that brings it by the Spirit of God, the very life, character, nature, and power of God. And that's what we need in our lives. The title of the message tonight, we are to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit for such a time as this. We are to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit for such a time as this, the only way we can, truly the only way we can. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace, mercy, and love from our loving Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior, and the very present Holy Spirit. Amen? For such a time as this, like in the early church, we in the last day church, in the age of grace, are to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Without him doing this, we will mess up our lives. As born-again believers, we are not the same as the people of the world. We have been transformed from death and darkness and moved to God's kingdom of light. With our faith and trust in Jesus as the Son of God and our glorious Savior, now we are a new creation, born again by the very life and power and Spirit of God. We have been brought back to life, the life that God gives and not the life we've had. Old things, old ways have passed away. We have to know this and believe this in our faith. Now, all this has happened to each of us personally. But as we live and breathe, still, we still deal with this flesh. That is why the Holy Spirit in with us is Holy Spirit is within us now. We could not have this life or even live this life without Him. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has accomplished all that had to be done to give His eternal salvation and eternal life. Praise His name. As He has accomplished all that had, I mean, that all that He did now, He sits at the right hand of God, the hand of the Father, and now another part of the Godhead is here. He comes in the name of the Father and the Son. He is the mighty Holy Spirit, the one promised to all who believe and trust in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, personally. Remember last week's message. This is very personal, because it has to be this way to really show us and tell us of their love for us. Amen? Now he, Jesus Christ, when he was in this world to bear witness of the truth and do all the Father's will and purpose for the redemption of mankind. But praise God, when he was finish, another came. So we know he is still with us now. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the God who stays. Let's look. John 16:5-15. The Holy Spirit promised. Oh, thank you, Lord. But now, I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts and taken complete possession of them. See, God knows people's hearts. He knows their hearts. He knows what they're thinking. He knows who they are. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the who comes? The helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener and standby. Oh, seven. Will not come to you, but if I go, when Jesus goes, I'll send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will what? Convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need for a Savior. That's the people who are lost and sinful. And about righteousness and about judgment. About sin and the true nature of it, because they do not believe in me and my message. That's to the world. Now, the part for us is about righteousness, personal integrity and godly character, telling us and showing us what kind of behavior we should have about righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character, because I'm going to my Father, and you no longer see me. About judgment, the certainty of it, because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned when he rebelled against God. He was judged and condemned. And then Jesus, when he came, he finished it. Oh, hallelujah. He finished that part of it. And at the end of the time, at the end of the age, he'll totally finish it. Hallelujah. But he's made it where his power is broken. And he's a defeated foe by what he did at the cross and what he did 3 days later at the grave. He did everything that had that, all the will and purpose for it be complete. He did it. Hallelujah. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. This is what he's talking to the disciples back then, but now we can. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into what? All truth. Not commentary, not other people's books, but the truth. What we truly need more than anything is the Word of God. He will guide you in all truth, full and complete truth, God's truth. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son, the Holy Spirit. Being another humble servant for us, praise God. And he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. The Holy Spirit, thank God, you're not going to be caught off guard. He will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. Oh, praise God. And you see that clearly. Remember, Jesus is the living Word. The Holy Spirit reveals the Word of God. He reveals Jesus to people who are lost and sinners and to us who are the sons and daughters of God. Isn't that amazing? All things that the Father has are mine. Because of this, I said, he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and reveal it to you. Isn't that amazing? It's going to happen. The Lord spoke it. He's going to reveal the truth. He's going to reveal what we need to know. And he's going to reveal what we need to know in such a time as this, and he has some tonight even. Hallelujah. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, full and complete. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Very clear by the Word. Well, get the page turned. Here we go. Now, do you see why the Lord Jesus has put this on my heart to tell you? For such a time as we live, where there is so many lies and half-truth and so much deception as it gets to the place of what the prophet Isaiah said it would. When the world will call evil good and good evil, we should not be surprised because it is their very nature until they know the full, complete truth, who is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen? Do you now see how critical and important it truly is? He is the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, is the one who reveals all that Christ has told us and led us to as his children, born-again believers. Without him, you cannot know and understand the full and complete truth of his word. Again, the truth of God is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God is Jesus Christ. The word of God is Jesus Christ. The life of God for us is in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So without the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit in your life, you will not know the full and complete truth of God the Father and God the Son. Amen? A place you don't want to be. Every part of the life, every part of our life, the Holy Spirit is with us now. The Lord Jesus was reminding me and Sis Brenda that he leads and guides us right now, even as we went to the big city of Dallas. Oh, tell you, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of highways and roads and a lot of cars and people and everything else. And I know that, like Sis Connie knows that out in L.A. and others in big cities. The start of this week, we went with our daughter April for medical procedure. She is recovering, but keep praying for her healing. Amen? I can tell you, brothers and sisters, we need him. Wherever we go, to lead and guide us in every part of our life. On Monday, we had a very heavy and strong thunderstorm in Dallas. The streets were starting to flood and the lights were flickering. The rain was heavy and the traffic is crazy in a city like Dallas. Well, one place at a major intersection where the traffic lights not working, the people coming four different ways, it was like God stopped all the different cars and let us through without being hit or wrecked. It was amazing. I said it was like God parting the water and the traffic too. Amen? The other part was getting around the city and making a way as he did. Everything went through. Everything we went through, we were not alone. I knew this was a message for us for such a time as this, to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit, as Christ said, would come to pass. And it has, brothers and sisters. We who believe in the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the promise would come, and he has. Amen. He's here now. He lives within us. For such a time as this, we need his leading and guidance in every part of our life. We need him so much as he represents what the Father is saying to us about his Son, Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we will search and study about his leading us and guiding us now for such a time as we live, because it is very critical. And the only way we can, truthfully, this will show you if you are really a born-again believer, because the Holy Spirit should be living in your life and leading you and guiding you if you have humbled yourself and let him. We can grieve him and quench him too. The Lord will not force himself on us. But when you do this, it should affect you if you're truly a born-again believer, because he, the Holy Spirit, will let you know and lead and guide you into righteous way. Amen? So the Lord Jesus wants us to know this, to live and to make it through the time we are living until he comes for us very soon. Amen? The definition of led, the definition of led or lead, to act as a guide, show the way. Yes, he shows us the way, and that way is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's look. John 14, 1 through 6. Very comforting words to us. Jesus comforts his disciples, and he does us too. Do not let your heart be troubled, afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in him. Have faith Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep going. Believe also in me. Amen, brother. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I prepare a place for you, I will come back again, and I will take you to myself. And so where I am, you may be also. Oh, hallelujah. And to the place where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, now remember, these people have been with Jesus for a while. Lord, we do not know where you're going. So how can we know the way? At least he was honest. And he asked a very good question. And everybody needs to know this truth. Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to my Father but through me. That's talking about heaven. That's talking about God's kingdom. And that's talking about eternal life in that kingdom is through Christ. Very clear. That one scripture there tells you the truth. It's all about Jesus, who he is and what he's done. Thank you, Lord. Jesus says to us right now, I am the only way and the real truth and real life. No one comes to or before the Father in heaven but through me. The Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us into this eternal truth right now. Amen? Now, let's see more about being led or his leading now. Right now, amen? Exodus 13 through 18. But God led the people around by the way of the desert, of the wilderness, toward the Red Sea. The sons of Israel went up in battle array, orderly ranks, marching formation out of the land of Egypt. God led the way. Everybody thought it was Moses. Here, the word of God said, God led the people. Moses is just a humble servant. Sometimes we focus too much on men. The word of God said, God led the way. God delivered them and set them free from their bondage. Aaron and Moses were just humble servants of the Lord. You see, there is God the Father, God the Son, and truthfully, God the Holy Spirit. God led the people, and he leads us too, amen? Exodus 15:13 says, you, in your loving kindness and goodness, have led the people whom you have redeemed. Oh, praise his name. In your strength, you have guided them with care to your holy habitation. Hallelujah. Praise his name as his word comes forth. How did he lead them? How does God lead? Did lead them, and he's leading us now. With his loving kindness and goodness, he has redeemed them in his strength. He guided them with care too. Amen. Hallelujah. He does the same for us, brothers and sisters, in Christ. You serve and live for a good, loving, caring God who leads us and guides us right now as we live free by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise his name as his word goes forth and he's speaking to us tonight to understand it is all about Jesus and it's all about the Holy Spirit of God living in us, revealing Jesus and his mighty word and what he's saying to us. He is with us. Hallelujah. Psalm 45, verse rejoicing will they be led. Not moaning and groaning, but with gladness and rejoicing, they will enter into the king's palace. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll be rejoicing when the Lord says in the twinkle of an eye, and we'll be in his presence, be in the presence of the holy angels, rejoicing and celebrating like no celebration you've ever seen. Oh, praise his name that's coming soon. What should be evidence of us being led by the Holy Spirit? What should be evident? Being led by the Holy Spirit. With gladness. Rejoicing. Even in this year. Even the start of this year of 2022. Amen? Really? With all everything going on, we should not be surprised. The Holy Spirit reveals the future. God's word says exactly what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. We should not be caught off guard. Sometimes I think it overwhelms us because of, you know, being in this flesh. But when we walk by faith and know that God is in control, it's going everything exactly as God has planned. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4, verse 11. I've instructed you in the way of a skillful and godly wisdom. You bet that's the kind you better have. I have led you in upright path. What's an upright path? It's a path really more like climbing the mountain, the path, but it's a path of life. The Lord said, be straight and narrow. Amen, brother. Really has been. Hallelujah. Welcome. Bless you, K3 Enterprise. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. What kind of upright path has he led us, brothers and sisters? The path of eternal life. Amen? Isaiah 55:12. For you will go from exile with joy, and you will be led forth by the Lord himself. Amen. Welcome. With peace, the mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Remember in Romans 8, it talks about creation. Creation will rejoice and excited to see the sons and daughters of God revealed. And then they'll see the mountains and the hills will break forth of joy, shouts of joy before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Hallelujah. A beautiful praise song from that. That will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth with shouts of joy before we go. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Amen. For you will go out with joy and be led forth by the Lord himself with peace. Amen. He is doing this now in our lives. The Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 50, verse 6. Jeremiah 50, verse 6. People have become lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. Oh, not a good place. They have made them turn aside for the seductive places of idolatry on the mountains. They have gone along for one sin to another. From mountain to hill. They have forgotten their own resting place. This is what happens when you are not led by the Holy Spirit, but listen to your flesh and man. Even Satan and the doctrines of demons, of lies and deceit. You do not know the full and complete truth as the Holy Spirit reveals and tells us. It is all about Jesus Christ and not ourselves or man-made ways to God through religion and works. Amen? Matthew 4, verse 1. Now, sometimes places the Holy Spirit moves or leads us to, sometimes can be tough. Ask Jesus. The temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He had to face everything that we have faced, brothers and sisters. Every place. And he did it without sinning, praise God. The Son of God was led by the Holy Spirit. So how much more do we need to be? Much more. Amen. Now, the other part of this, where did he lead him? Into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Wow. Now, that is tough leading to follow. Thank God he did here and the rest of his life and did not sin one time. He proved who he was, the perfect Lamb of God who took all our sins upon himself to wash and forgive us of all our sins with his perfect, precious blood. Amen? So in our life, he will lead us to test our faith too, to learn and grow and mature as believers. You see, what kind of faith do we have if it is never tested? You see, God wants to show us that he is real and that he is part and in our lives now. Let us trust him as we face all the trials and tests of his life of faith in him. Amen? Matthew 13, 40-42. So just as the weeds are gathered up and burned in the fire, so will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, those things which for people are led into sin. You don't want to be led into sin. And all who practice evil, leading others to sin. That's not good either. And will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place will there be weeping over sorrow and pain and grinding of teeth over distress and anger. You don't want to be in that place. What is different about these people and us? They are led into sin. They are guided by their flesh in the power of sin. They are under the power and rule of the man of sin and Satan himself. Sin leads you to death for all eternity. God have mercy. Amen? Mark 9, 1-8. And as you hear this scripture and know, this is how God sees you now as born-again believers in Jesus. The transfiguration, Jesus said to them, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not experience death before they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. But where does the power come from? Power comes from the Holy Spirit. You are a new creation. You are bright and shining. Light that God sees. In the spirit, he sees you. And then on the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture, it will be totally complete. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 2, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up on a mountain by themselves, upright paths, huh? And he was transfigured, changed in form before them, and began to shine brightly with divine and regal glory. And his clothes became radiant and dazzling, intensely white, as no laundering on earth can whiten them. Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were having a conversation with Jesus. Don't think this was any kind of coincidence here, do you? Does this sort of lead and guide us who the two witnesses will be? Very well, could be. Peter responded and said to Jesus, Rabbi, Master, is it good for us to be here? Let us make three sacred tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not really know what to say because they were terrified and stunned by the miraculous sight. Then a cloud formed, overshadowed them, and by a voice came out of the cloud. As they heard his voice, that we hear it too. This is my beloved son. Listen to him and obey him. Suddenly, they looked around and no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus alone. As we spoke about and revealed ones who are not born again by the Holy Spirit and led by him leads to death and hell, but praise God, those who hear him, hear the beloved Son of God, Jesus, through him will be saved and have eternal life. Amen? The question. The question to each of you listening now or in the archives, if God permits the time, who will you choose to be in your life? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God and Savior, or the Prince of Darkness and Death? I pray you choose Jesus Christ, the giver of eternal life, through your faith and trust in him. Amen. Luke 4, verse 1. The devil tempts Jesus. Now Jesus, full of, in perfect communication with the Holy Spirit, he's showing us the way that God's doing this. He's being the perfect example. So again, and returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. He was ready. He was prepared. Because as we know and learn, the Holy Spirit is greater than anything of the fallen. It's the very life and character and power of Almighty God. And he was showing us the life that we'll live by his name, by his power, by his authority, that we are his representative. We are his messenger. We are his vessel. Let God live through us, led by the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus. Now, Jesus, full of and in perfect communication with the Holy Spirit. So again, I ask, how much more do we need this for such a time as we live? Much more. Amen? Acts 6, verse 5. So the suggestion pleased the whole congregation, and they selected Stephen, a man full of faith in Christ Jesus and filled with and led by the Holy Spirit. That's how we are to be, brothers and sisters. And Philip, and Procorius, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, and proselyte Gentile convert from Antioch. We need to be like Stephen, brothers and sisters. See what the Word of God says about him? What does the Word of God say about him? It says clearly about a born-again believer, spirit-filled believer, a man full of faith in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus, and filled with and led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. This should be in our lives too. Prove if you are truly a born-again believer filled with his Holy Spirit, because you will know him personally, just like the Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Father too. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 4. Little children, believers, dear ones, you are of God. Oh, hallelujah. And you belong to him. Yeah, he paid the ransom with his own blood and have already overcome them. Who? Who have we overcome already? The agents of the Antichrist. Because he who is in you is greater than he, Satan, who is in the world, a sinful mankind, of sinful mankind. Isn't that awesome? Whatever they're doing, whatever they're trying to do, we've overcome. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory over anything of the fallen one. Victory of anything of this world and world system. In Jesus. Hallelujah. This is just the start of our life. Oh, we have eternity ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. 7, verse 55. Thank you, sis, for that very encouraging word and that we should know. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit and led by him, gazed into heaven and saw the glory, the great splendor and majesty of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. This is when Stephen is getting ready to be stoned. You think he's focused on that? No, no, no. Stephen, in life and in death, was led by the Holy Spirit to the glory of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Oh, praise his name forever in the days we live. When this child, this servant of the Lord, Jesus, was dying for truth and faith, Jesus was standing in honor of his sacrifice in life for him. Amen. But for us, brothers and sisters, Jesus will not just stand, but come for us personally. Amen. Thank the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4. As he spoke tonight, what he was talking about is right here, confirmed by his word. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 18. Glory to the Lord. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven himself. How special are you where he comes himself, not angels, with a shout of command and with the voice of the archangel and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will simultaneously be caught up, raptured together with them, the resurrected one, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to go up there. We're going to meet him. And so we'll always be what? With the Lord. Forever. Hallelujah. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers who have died. A great reunion. Family reunion like no other. Oh, hallelujah. God's family reunion. Oh, praise his name. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command
You heard the Lord tonight. He said, we'll hear his voice. We'll hear his voice because we have a relationship with him and we know his voice. How close are we getting? He's confirming what he spoke earlier. A revelation and word from him with his word right here. Oh, hallelujah, when God puts this stuff together. It's absolutely amazing. We need to be listening for that shout for such a time as we live. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Colossians 1, 13 through 14. For he has rescued us, thank you, Lord, has drawn us to himself. From what? The dominion, the power, the kingdom of darkness. Understand, you can't be free, but only one way. It's Jesus. And has translated us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And in him we have redemption through his blood. He shed at that cross because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins. What does that mean? The cancellation of sin's penalty. And what is sin's penalty? Is it physical death? No. It's spiritual death. Dead forever. God have mercy. You don't want to be in that place. This is how serious it really is. Make sure you have faith in Jesus and born again by his Spirit personally. That is the only thing that will save you and give you eternal life. He is and what he's done. He and what he's done. Thank you, sis, for that powerful word. As the Lord and the Holy Spirit's moving, and now it just tells me he's just preparing us. He's preparing us for his coming. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. His presence is so mighty tonight. Acts 13, verse 9. But Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit and led by him, looked steadily at Elymas or Elymas. But the thing I wanted you to see is Paul was filled with the Spirit and led by him. You think Paul could have done whatever he did and all the others? Turning the world upside down in their own strength or some man's kind of religion or ideas or everything? No way. Holy God, the God of possible, the God that is supernatural and powerful, he is the one. They were this messengers and vessels. That's what we got to learn, our place. Remember, Jesus called bondservants. And if you look in that word we just said tonight, Revelation 1, what does it say? I think I still have it here. Thank you, Lord. This is the revelation, Revelation 1, verse 1. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, his unveiling of the divine mysteries which God the Father gave to him to show his what? Bondservants. Believers. That's who we are right now. That's who we are in Christ. Let us look to his example and know who we serve and praise God, know our place. Again, another example of a born-again servant and believer. Saul to Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit and led by him. How? Steadily. Amen. Remember, the Lord revealed this is not a sprint. It is a marathon. The life here is a marathon. But we're getting to the end of it too. It seems so long because we're in the place of time. But you think about it, it's a very short time compared to eternity. It really is.
We sure need that in our lives now. Amen. Steadily, daily. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and you do. Now, here is a clear contrast of we as people, contrast of we as people not born again and led by the Holy Spirit, and now we are born again and led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Romans 7, verse 5. Listen. When we were living in the flesh, and what is that? Oh, I love how the Amplified puts it. When we were living in the flesh, trapped by sin, trapped in prison, in chains, no way out. The sinful passions, which were awakened by that, which the law identifies as sin, with sin breaking God's law. Breaking his word. Disregarding him and who he is. We're at work in our body to bear fruit for death. Since the willingness to sin led to death and separation from God, no, you don't want to be there. That's the same place the fallen angels and Satan will be. That's the place you'll go. But praise God. Romans 8, verse 14. Here's the good news. For all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. What kind are you? Forever. Because that's the kind of God we have, everlasting, eternal, forever God. Hallelujah. So you tell me, as you read this or hear this, which one do you want? Amen? Choose very wisely. Oh, that's important. Personally, 2 Corinthians 3, 6 through 8. He has qualified us, making us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant of salvation through Christ. Not of a letter or written code, but of the Spirit. For the letter of the law kills, but revealing sin and demanding obedience. There's nobody that can keep the law. They can't even keep the first 10, either by action or thought. That's what it was all about, showing that we couldn't, that we needed him. But the Spirit gives life, gives life. This one part of the sentence is so powerful. But the Spirit gives life. What God intended for us. And when Jesus shows up and you're born again by the Spirit, then you truly are in the image of God. Now, if the ministry of death engraved in letters on stones, the covenant of the law, which led to death because of sin, came with such glory and splendor that the Israelites were not able to look steadily at the face of Moses because of his glory, a brilliance that was fading, how will the ministry of the Spirit, the new covenant which allows us to be Spirit-filled, fail to be even more glorious and splendid? No comparison. Two things from this portion of Scripture you should know and believe in your life. For the letter of the law kills by revealing your sin and demanding obedience, but the Spirit gives life. Amen. Number two, how will the ministry of the Spirit, the new covenant sealed with the blood of Jesus, allow us to be Spirit-filled, but even more, much more glorious and splendid? Amen. Galatians 5, verse 18. But if you're guided and led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, our faith is in Jesus, who has fulfilled all of God's law without making one mistake or sin, and fulfilled all the prophets said, the word of God. You are not subject to the law or works or tradition or law and religion, but guided and led by the Holy Spirit now. Amen? Ephesians 4, verse 8. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he bestowed gifts on men. Where do these gifts come from? The Holy Spirit. Let's look. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 3. Now about the spiritual gifts, the special endowment given by the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagan, you were let off after speechless idols. Got news for you. Now we got idols that speak. However, you were let off whether by impulse or habit. Therefore, I want you to know that no one speaking by the power and the influence of the Spirit of God can say, Jesus be accursed. Oh, no. And no one can say, Jesus is my Lord, except by the power and influence of the Holy Spirit, that he is our personal Savior and Lord. He is Lord and King of all. But it gets personal when the Holy Spirit shows up and reveals him. Spiritual gifts given by the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, amen? The other and most important truth is from the Holy Spirit, no one can say Jesus is my Lord and Savior from your heart except by the power and influence of the Holy Spirit, amen? He has to be real to you and in your life. And to truly be saved and have the life he gives us by our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? So now, we move to the other part of this about the mighty Holy Spirit is that we are guided by him because we cannot guide ourselves. We would fail if we did. And there's been places that we have grown and matured because of it. Definition of guided, accompanied by a guide, supervised and controlled. The Lord knew what we needed. He knew who we are until we're resurrected and glorified. He knows we're still dealing with this corruptible flesh. Remember what Jesus said about him. He would lead and guide us into full truth, complete truth. We all need to live this life now. Amen? Now, by the word that makes come alive in our lives now. Amen. 1 Kings 8:58. That he may guide our hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways following him, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his precepts, which he commanded our Father. That he may guide our hearts to this, to walk in all his ways. Amen. Following him and following his example. Amen. And to keep his words and commandments. Amen. We can only do this by the Holy Spirit in our lives to lead and guide us into all truth. Amen. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and shield me. I shall not want. That covers it all, doesn't it? The Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd to do what? Feed me. Amen. I would say that's spiritual and physical. Number two, guide me into all truth. Amen. And number three, to protect me and shield me. The mighty Lord God is greater than anything of man, weapons, or whatever. and mightier and greater than anything of the devil. Praise his name forever, just like this shared. He who lives in us is greater than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. When we know this in our heart and life, we shall not want. Amen? Psalm 24, verse 4. Excuse me, Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, like we were out there where everything was burnt and darkness and storms, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and console me. That's what we should be having, and he did tonight. Praise God. Who is the Lord's staff and rod now? The Holy Spirit, who protects us and guides us and comforts us and even consoles us. Amen. Thank you, Father, for giving us the Holy Spirit to be with us now and does all this for us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise his name. Psalm 25, verse 5. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you and only you, I will wait expectantly all the day long. Amen. How does this happen in our lives right now? Through the Holy Spirit, just like the Lord Jesus told us. Amen. Psalm 31, verse 3. Yes, you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. For his name's sake, to show and prove he is the great God and Savior who keeps his word and promises to us through his Spirit in our lives. Amen? Proverbs 7, verse 1. My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you so they are readily available to guide you. We are to know God's word. Have time for it. How does this happen? By the guidance and influence of the Holy Spirit, part of our new nature and life. Amen? Isaiah 42, verse 16. I will lead the blind by the way they do not know. I will guide them in the path they do not know. I will make darkness into light before them, in rugged places into plain. These things I will do for them, and I will not leave them abandoned or undone. A word for us in this time of 2022. Amen? Micah 5, verse 4. And he shall stand and shepherd and guide his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell in secure, undisturbed peace, because at that time he shall be great, extending his authority even to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah! What a glorious day that will be. Praise his name. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing for us now and will be doing with the nation of Israel in the millennium too. Amen? Matthew 15, verse 14. Leave them alone. They are blind guides leading blind followers. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall in the pit. What does it say in, I think it's 2 Corinthians 4? Talks about the God of this world putting blinders over the people's eyes so they don't see the truth of the gospel of Christ. And here's these people that are supposed to know the truth and lead people to God and the Messiah. And what does Christ call them? They're so caught up in their religion and the tradition and works of men. And they think they're it, and they forget who he is. He calls them blind, God of mercy. Who are these blind leaders? Who are all these blind followers of them? answer. Oh, here it is right here. I have it. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4. But even if our gospel is in some sense hidden behind a veil, behind a veil. Boy, does that sound familiar with all these masks and whatever? We're supposed to have unveiled faces to show the glory of the Lord. It is hidden only to those who are perishing. Among them, the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the mind of the unbelieving to prevent them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. There you go. Without faith in Jesus Christ alone and being born again by the Spirit of God and led and guided by him, then you are blind and deceived by Satan in your life. God have mercy and repent if you know this to be true as the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Amen? Matthew 23, verse 9. Do not call anyone on earth who guides you spiritually your father. Oh, we know a group that does that. For one is your father, he who is in heaven. This is not a suggestion. This is a command from the Lord. Be very wise and take heed what the Lord Jesus is saying here. Be very careful. When you so-called spiritual leader wants to be called father. Amen? Luke 1, verse 79. To shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. You see the place we're in? See where you're at without Christ? And to guide our feet in a straight line into the way of peace and serenity. Yes, to guide our feet into the straight and narrow path of life. Into the way of peace and serenity. Amen? John 16, verse 13. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, full and complete truth, for he will not speak of his own initiative, but will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. He will disclose for what is to come in the future. He will disclose to us what is to come in the future because it has already been spoken by the Father and Son. Amen? When it is truly from the Holy Spirit, it will always point us to Christ and his word. Amen? If you hear of anything else for salvation and eternal life, run, run. As fast as you can from it. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:13. We also speak of these things, not in words or taught or supplied by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining, interpreting spiritual thoughts with spiritual words, for those being guided by the Holy Spirit. Do you see what he does in our lives? We be in one big mess, like many are, who think they are saved, but by their life and fruit of their life, they are not. Not in words taught or supplied by human or demonic wisdom. Amen? But in those taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen? But in those, he is in them who are taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen? 1 Corinthians 2:16. Oh, praise his name. Thank you, Lord. For who has known the minds and purposes of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and purposes. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Galatians, hallelujah. We've already shared that one, hallelujah. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And after his gifts to the church were buried, and he himself appointed some as apostles, special messengers, represented some as prophets who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists who spread good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers to shepherd, guide, and instruct. That's what they're supposed to be doing. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Do not get drunk with wine. I say it's not just wine. I say it's everything in the world, because this is what he says after. For that is wickedness, corruption, and stupidity. That's like the wine of the world, not just drinking wine. This is talking about the things of the world, wickedness, corruption, and stupidity. But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly, steadily guided by him. Amen. So we learned earlier, he, the Holy Spirit, leads us steadily, and here constantly guides us. Amen. Thank God for this. 1 Thessalonians 3:11. Now may the God and our Father himself and Jesus our Lord guide our steps to you by removing obstacles that stand in our way. Who were they depending on? They were depending on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. All involved in our lives. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. James 1, verse 5. If anyone lacks wisdom to guide them through decision or circumstance, he is to ask our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. What does the Word of God tell us to do? Ask our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. Totally different from what you will ever get from people. Amen? Second John chapter 1, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk in accordance with his commandments and are guided continually by his precepts. This is the commandment, just as you've heard from the beginning, that you should always walk in love. How is the only way this love comes to us to lead us and guide us? Answer, Romans 5:5. Such hope in God's promises never disappoints us, nothing of this world, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is the reason we can always walk in love. Amen. So, we see by the truth of God's word that the Holy Spirit, who is here now representing the Father in heaven, doing his will and purpose to all, and to show all from his word that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and our Savior right now. Without him, you are not saved or have eternal life personally. He, the Holy Spirit, comes to life in us through our faith and belief in the Son of God and our Savior personally. Then we are born again, given the very nature, life, and power of God. He himself comes and lives in us by his Holy Spirit. With this new life we have in him, he leads and guides us the way we should go and reveals the full, total, complete truth through Jesus Christ and his living word empowered by the Holy Spirit. He is in our lives now and forever. As born-again believers in Jesus with him, we will rise and fly away when Jesus comes for us personally. And without him, you will be left behind. Now you see and know why it is vitally important that you know you are truly born again by the Spirit of life in truth that comes only, and I repeat, only by faith alone in the Son of God and our glorious eternal Savior, Jesus Christ, and receive all the Father has given us through his Spirit right now for such a time as this. His everlasting love, his abundant, boundless mercy, and hallelujah, his remarkable, amazing, eternal grace. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Amen. Finish with these two portions of Scripture. Glory to the Lord. But it is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, revealing his plan of salvation, righteousness, making us acceptable to God, and sanctification, making us holy, setting us apart for God, and redemption, providing our ransom for the penalty for sin, so then, as it is written in Scripture, he who boasts and glories, let him boast and glory in the Lord. This comes one and one way only. To know this personally comes one way and only way. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. And when I came to you, brothers, sisters, proclaiming to you the testimony of God concerning salvation through Christ, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom. No lofty word of elegance. Hallelujah. Or philosophy, as a Greek orator might do. For I made the decision to know nothing. That is to forego philosophical or theological discussion, waste of time regarding influential themes and opinions while among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified and remaining and the meaning of his redemptive substitutary death and his resurrection. That's what's important. I came to you in the state of weakness, in fear, in great trembling. And my message and my preaching was not in persuasive words of wisdom using clever rhetoric, but they were delivered in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit operating through me and of his power stirring the minds of the listeners and persuading them so that your faith would not rest on wisdom and rhetoric of men, but on the power of God. That Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul had to rely on the Spirit of God. Then how much more do we need to be led by and guided by him for such a time as this? For the third time to confirm this. Much more. Amen forever. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. By my Spirit, says the Lord. The only way it happened. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust. Even when I can't see it, that's faith. And even our suffering,
I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say the least, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Oh, hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Yes. Lead us, Lord. It feel like a burden, but once I could grasp it, you took me further. For there than I was asking, simply to see you is worth it all. Life is an altar. Let your fire fall. You say it's wrong, then I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. You say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. In the times we live and all we've been facing and going through, how much do we need the mighty Holy Spirit, the very life and power and nature of our God, our Creator and Savior. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Glory. Hallelujah. And all hope is gone. And your word is all I've got. I have to believe you still bring water from the rock. To satisfy my thirst, to love me at my worst. Even when I don't remember, you remind me of my word. I don't trust my way. I'm trading in my fault. I lay down every cause. Amen. All that I want, I've landed on my knees. This cup you have for me, and even when it don't make sense, I'm gonna let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let the Spirit lead. Glory! Glory! I'm going to let the Spirit lead. I want to let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! Spirit, lead me. Yeah, oh, Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit. Spirit, lead me. Amen. You say it's wrong, then I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the light, the way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yeah! Amen. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Lead me. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Yes, Lord. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Lead me. Amen.
Amen.
So true.
So true.
What did the Lord say? But by my spirit, says the Lord. He said, a father seeks those in spirit and truth. It only comes one way. Through Jesus, faith in him, and born again by the Spirit. And then you are in right standing with God. And then you can come before him with our heart's cry, with our prayer, with our concern for our family, our friends, and loved ones, and children. Concern for all that have faced these kind of disasters and everything that personally affect us. He'll hear us. We're connected. Jesus is the advocate. The Holy Spirit is in unison with us in groaning and words that can't even be uttered. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. And praise God. Whose name do we come in? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We learn and understand by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name above all names. Jesus' name. We come in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Intercede. Be concerned for others. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all we can do. Desperation. I seek heaven. And I pray this for you. I pray for your healing. That circumstances will change. And they will. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I speak the name of all authority. Same blessings, every promise, he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. Hallelujah! He is greater, he is stronger, he's a God of possible. I pray for your healing. Amen! Blessings will change. I pray for the fear inside with flee. In Jesus' name, I pray for the breakthrough. What happened today? I pray for the miracles over your life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Some believe it. Some receive it. For the power of his spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Hallelujah. I pray for your healing, that circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, the restoration of faith. I pray for the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is all available. This is truth. This is his word. It's who he is. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, as we pray and bring one dead to life, that's coming to Jesus. That's how people are that are not believers. In Jesus' name that we pray for the ones that we know and love that need personally. They come to life from death. Hallelujah. And all the other prayer requests, we lift up in Jesus' name. Praise his name and all that we're facing and going through. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Hallelujah, Lord. As I lift these prayer requests, you know what's going on in their lives and our brothers and sisters, what they're going through. We lift them all to you in your name. And we know that's part of who you are. You are a God of miracles. You're the God of healings and wonders. You're greater than any of the physical things or anything that is affected by the curse of this world and sin. Lord, that you are the healer, that you are the deliverer, and you are the Savior. We thank you, Lord, by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit, what you can do and the authority you have in all the situations and all the prayer requests that are before us. That you know them, Lord, and you intervening. And we thank you for the testimonies of what you're doing in our lives and all that have been affected by fires and tornadoes, all that have been affected personally in their lives and dealing with this government and everything else that we face. We lift it all to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, sis. We'll add that. Praise God. Lord, we pray for Sis Connie's husband, Rick, and this job will work out. And Lord, that you've made a way and you're showing yourself strong in her life and that she's understanding and believing and trusting you. And Lord, that you will put all this together and you've made a way, that you're protecting her, Lord, and that you're able. Whatever the enemy throws at us, everything with the government and people that are influenced by the enemy throws us, you're greater. You're more powerful, Lord. Hallelujah. That you intervene, that you've been mighty and strong and a stronghold and a shield away from things like fire and tornadoes. Hallelujah. And by the evil things and the evil one of this world, you have protected us, Lord, that you are the rock of our salvation, a strong fortress. You're glorious and mighty, that you watch over us. You protect us. You provide for us. You know everything that we need. We're very grateful, spiritually and physically. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And that is the word you've given us tonight. We know of the times we live. And that we will face things, but we will not face them alone. That you're with us, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us, and to let our light shine as you've taught us, until that you come for us, that we listen and look for you, Lord, and hear your mighty voice, telling us, commanding us to come home. My children, come home. Come in my presence, and to enjoy the celebration of all celebrations. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We pray for the blessing and the miracles of God and all that you said earlier, Lord, to be refreshed and strengthened and given boldness and let our light so shine in the anointing of the Spirit. All that you give, Lord, and you have the authority to do it. We honor and praise you. We pray, Lord, that we have made you and pleased you tonight. Father, that we're humble and we want to. We're grateful for what you've done in our life and doing and going to do. We depend upon you, Lord. We're grateful that you have shown us a way to salvation and life, that we will not face death, hell, and the grave forever, because we have not been appointed to that, anything of your judgment. We're grateful, Lord, that you've come to give us life because you've loved us. You loved us as you created us, and you love us even more now as we believe and trust your Son, Jesus, our Savior and King. We're grateful, Lord, and we praise you this night. We thank you for everything in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to God. Such a presence of the Lord. And that we'll get Sis Jeanette to come and share this powerful song that God's put on her heart to finish up tonight. And that your prayers, the Holy Spirit knows your heart in the prayers and what you're facing. He will answer them. He knows them. He knows what you're going through, what you're facing, and we'll never face it alone. Thank God we have the Holy Spirit in the daily live, brother. Truthfully. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There she is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Oh, the Lord, he's been good. He's been good
thank
tonight.
You for who you are.
Amen. Okay, sis.
Sorry, we're going to run to you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. To be pleasing you. Amen.
Yes.
That sounds great.
We want
that you
to
go
please
there.
You, Lord. We want to
amen.
Be pleasing before you.
Amen.
Yes. We words is to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in thy sight, O Lord. My rock
yes.
and my redeemer.
Thank you, Lord.
Your walk is my life to please you. I bring my heart before you to remove. Make of me a bed of faith for honor. Send my night shine for you as sparkling dove. To be pleasing you. Pleasing you, this is all I really wanted to be pleasing you, pleasing you, this is all I really wanted to. Lord, I left my heart in surrender. All that I hold dear, I give to you. Purify my heart and make me holy. So my walk the way that's pleasing you. Be pleasing you, pleasing you. This is all I really want to do. To be pleasing you, pleasing you. This is all I really want to do. To be pleasing you. Pleasing you, this is all I really want to do, to be pleasing you,
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, sis. Amen. Hallelujah. How much he's totally pointed out tonight, how much we need, he led and guided by the Holy Spirit for sure.
Amen.
And
yes.
How personal that is to be in our life. Amen. Amen, sis. And thankful he is. Because without him, we'd make life a mess, wouldn't we? We see it in this world, without him. And of course, even sometimes we mess up, but he teaches. He guides us and says, okay, this is where you need to go now. Amen.
Yes.
Well, thank you, sis.
He forgives and he heals and he changes us.
He does. He does. Because he loves us. It's like nothing compared to any, you know, earthly father. Our heavenly father is so amazing. And what kind of love he really has for us. Well, bless you, sister. Thank you for sharing and ministering here at the Lord's Hour and serving the Lord, of course. And I'm very grateful for you and send blessings and our love your way. And I hope you have a great weekend. And, boy,
you too, Father.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Brother Roddy and Sister Brenda. I'm really, really mean it. I'm really grateful for them. Thank you, Lord. Okay,
amen.
And my brothers and sisters in the chat room, shalom all. Good night.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. Bye. Amen. To each one of you, we thank God for each one of you, for Brother Andrew and Sis Connie and Brother Joseph, and for walking truth with here earlier. And MD3 Enterprise, I think she was, blessed her that she was here. We thank God for each one, and each one of you is part of the family of God. We thank you for your love, prayer, support, and we send ours your way. We're all this together, and thank God we don't do it alone. We're never alone because the Holy Spirit with us, presence of the Lord by his Spirit, in spirit and truth. And the Lord says, by my Spirit, says the Lord. That's how it's going to be done. That's how it is done. Amen. Y'all have a great night. And we thank God for each one of you again. And we say shalom and goodbye. And have a great weekend. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.